Oh, what's your dream tonight?
You dream you're a unicorn. You dream you're a unicorn, unicorn. Right now, you're a unicorn. Behold, you're a unicorn, unicorn.
Hello, you are listening to the Modern Web Podcast, where we explore next generation frameworks, standards, and techniques. I'm Tracy Lee at Lady Leet on Twitter, and you can find us online at modern-web.org.
What? What's happening?
I'll kick it off. Welcome, everybody, to the Modern Web Podcast. We have some pretty cool people here, starting from the Pink Power Ranger. It's Devin. And then we have Kat in the Green Power Ranger outfit. We have Sarah in the banana suit. And then we have James as Red Power Ranger. Cool. So, who wants to talk about what? What cool things are you guys working on? Go ahead.
Sarah, you should tell us.
Awesome. Exciting world of animation.
I just left my job not too long ago as a manager of UX design and engineering at Trulia or Zillow Group to become a web consultant. So I work on a lot of different things for a lot of different companies that hire me, as well as speak at conferences like this and give workshops and stuff like that for them.
Did you find it like your last company you were less able to do the sort of hands-on technical things that you wanted to?
Yeah, I would say that like a big part of the reason why I left to do work like this is that I'm getting to do a lot of SVG animation and also React work on my own, and they're like hands-on coding things, so that's kind of fun and exciting to like move away from the kind of like overall looking at things and moving more towards like hands-on coding again.
Would you go back to management?
I did enjoy management. I also like, I would say that the team that I had before leaving was like super amazing, awesome team that I really loved working with. So that was one of the best parts of being a manager. And that was really rewarding in and of itself. So yeah, I wouldn't say no to that in the future.
Would you, what about you, Catherine? Would you ever want to be a manager?
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, I like working with people and kind of like getting people energized and, you know, working towards kind of a big goal. So yeah, I think I'd like it.
What about you, Devin?
Yeah.
I have feelings about this. I feel like women are often like told you should be a manager, like you should put aside this technical thing. You're so motherly and like you can take care of people and like, you know, you understand people's feelings and remember birthdays. You should be a manager. And so like I'm like, no, that's not for me. I'm technical. Look at me. I can write a code. So I have strong feelings. I've like tried really hard, especially in the last couple years, to make sure that like I stay very strongly against that path. Not that it's not for you. Do you want to be a grown-up?
I'm wearing a Power Ranger suit. So I've had a ton of opportunity to become a manager, but I, not a lot of interest, really. Yeah.
Software is so fun, right? Like, especially yeah. React. It's so quickly evolving. Well, JavaScript, I should not say React, because like React is like this awesome tool I think that all of us are using right now, yeah. But like the next awesome thing that comes along because React got slow or stupid or something, like we'd all jump on that bandwagon and get into it.
Yeah.
Web development is like so quickly evolving and interesting. It's like, it's fun to be on top of that, and you have to be on top of it if you want to like keep your skills.
Yeah, clean. I feel like I'm still learning a lot on how to be an engineer as well. I have not, that's ever going to stop, but I also recently changed jobs. I joined Facebook.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah, I joined the Flow team, which is really cool because there's a lot of things that I don't know, mm-hmm. and a lot of opportunity to learn things, and that's something that I've missed for a little while, so I'm glad to be there.
Yeah, well, and I think the thing too is like, because I was doing like some more design and then started doing more development because I was like, oh, I missed like building the thing. And so I think that that's something that like if you were a manager, it'd be harder to like really stay like in the code base if you want to be like a really great manager too, so I feel like you'd probably be like pulled in a lot of directions. I don't know, did you kind of feel that when you were?
Yeah, I was still doing independent or individual contributing. I'm still in kind of an IC role as a manager. So I was still able to like write code, but I started to feel a little bit like I was drowning in trying to do things out. So I like write for CSS Tricks, I work on these workshops, I was giving talks, and I was starting to feel like the management and IC and like doing stuff for the community was starting to be too much for me to kind of all do. And then I did, when I quit, I found that I was actually working full time. Like like the first few weeks that I wasn't working for my job, I was like, I'm still working my full-time job. So I do think that like what you say about the community and how we're always like learning and growing and doing like awesome stuff, like the whole thing is always constantly evolving, is just so interesting to me that I think that in and of itself becomes like part of your job is just keeping a verse on or keeping like up to date on everything that's happening.
Yeah, I think the amount of work that people estimate for the community side of things is so drastically low in comparison to reality.
And we're suddenly at a precipice, right? Where people are like, there's a way, like not only is there this pressure that you should contribute to open source and you should be a member of your community, but like suddenly there's awareness like, oh, okay, as a company, like I should allocate time to like my employees' salary to do that. And as a person, that's something that I need to do is be like,
I think for a long time there's been this promise of 20% time, but very little like actual commitment to it. So I think 20% time is sort of a lost cause.
Ever had it?
I've officially had it many times and never, and actually, in reality, actually had it. But I think having dedicated people who are like, we use this like tool out there, and there's like a whole community around it. Like, we're going to hire a person to go work towards that. And fewer companies can do that, like Facebook and others. But there needs to be more of that, less of the 20% promise.
I mean, it's kind of the beauty of open source is that because so many people need it for the things that they're working on for their jobs, that you get community improvements, even in smaller, like, non-big company repos, but it has to prove it like enough contribution to even get to that level if it's not going to be Google or Facebook or one of those guys.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation.
But I love it. Like, I feel like I honestly, I meant what I said when I was on stage. Like, I feel more a part of this community than I've ever felt a part of any community ever. Like, I feel we're overwhelmingly more humble than like, so I remember the first time, so before there was GitHub, I opened a pull request, which wasn't a pull request, I emailed a patch to Facelets, which was like this rendering framework on top of JSF, which is like a rendering framework for Java, and like people were assholes, they were like, little girl, you don't know what you're talking about, and like eventually it got pulled in, but like that is a non-starter in this community, like we're all like, maybe we don't know the answer, and like, we're gonna be nice to each other in the process. Totally. I think that's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of camaraderie in terms of people going to each other's defense in those situations when they do come up, and it sort of, it just progressively happens less and less. I don't see it very often anymore.
I do think that making things is really humbling, because anytime you're learning or making something new, you go through a process where you don't know how to do things, and you are even if you're an expert, you're challenged. And so I think the people who tend to make the most and contribute the most also tend to be really humble, which is another reason why it's great to have conferences and meet people at conferences, because community leaders, I'm always like really surprised and like in an awesome way how like humble even the people who like are really well known are, and you're just like, wow, that's so cool that you like make such a impact on the community and you are still like a nice normal person to hang out with.
And like then like after doing all that stuff and being nice to people too, which is awesome, like taking the time to like write about what you've done and like what you've learned, like I know you've done that a ton, like with CSS Tricks and and like on other platforms, a lot of people write Medium posts too, which is so helpful to be like, hey, I did this, and like, this totally didn't work, you should definitely do it this way, like, let me save you some time. Like, that's something that I think is so awesome about like being in the web space. Like, we're more than willing to take extra time to like, you know, kind of like do a post-mortem on what we just learned and like share it with people.
Yeah, the community is also very encouraging of like that sort of, just, you might not be the like an authority on this matter, but you can still contribute to things, and still there's the push you towards that. I remember being in the Ruby community and having people like, oh, I can't publish a gem, like people will see it, and like, oh, I don't want people to know what code I have. Mm-hmm. And like here I see people publishing blog posts like, here's what I learned in the last week, and like, here's this like module I threw up, and it's very broadly encouraged. And I just see people, the community progressing at a really rapid rate from where it was just a few years ago.
Yeah, well, and people's curiosity is just awesome. Like, they're like, you know, I didn't know how to do this thing, couldn't find anything about it online, so here's my take on it. Like, has anybody else done anything like it that I just couldn't find? And then it, you know, it kind of kicks off like stuff that can help us then like change web standards and things like that, that like really help us move forward so much quicker than I think we have in, you know, past years.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coding for a long time, so like watching the, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, watching the web standards communities and also the browser vendors, like it used to take so much longer for anything to get implemented, and I feel like that now like Edge has like the coolest voting system for new features, and you can see like actively like what they're working on and like how many votes it has. It's just stuff like that is super great for people who are developers who are like, how long do I have to like wait for this one thing, like, and then I think also people in the community know if they should build a tool
around
not having it, polyfills and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, all of those community improvements are super awesome. Even just like the stuff that people are building that you don't even know about yet, that you just stumble upon and find like a whole new world of things too. So,
I feel like that's true with Babel. Like, I know a lot of people get really annoyed with Webpack and Browserify and like having to implement Bower and like that somehow like ES6 or ES6 Next or ES7 or 2017 or whatever they want to call it like is a thing that they have to do. But I'm like, dude, this is such a privilege. Like, we have never before been able to, as a community, start implementing something right before it's like completely public standard. Yeah. We can like ask questions and provide feedback and like create a loop and make sure that, you know, we're facilitating change as well as consuming the change as it's happening, rather than like just being dummies and saying, oh god, I don't know how to do map. That's crazy.
Well, and also like I like Kyle Simpson's whole take on it, which was basically like, now we will always have the web, that's the future. So just get used to the fact that you like get to have the newer web all the time.
Yeah.
That's a kind of awesome way of thinking about things.
And that like, that it's kind of like that's our expectation now too, so it's like if that ever went away, like it just like can't, like so we always just kind of need to
it's the internet, it's like my favorite place to hang out there. I mean, like I met almost all of you guys there. It's pretty good.
Yeah
To the tooling issue, I want to provide people with tools that are easy to use and they don't like cause them headaches, and like Babel was very central to the whole fatigue blog series, but at the same time, this experimentation in the community is just so healthy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like, the fact that we have all these competing tools that are like constantly refining and changing and like coming up with new ideas and sharing ideas and just blowing away old sort of assumed best practices and stuff.
Yeah, now we all have your GitHub password.
So yeah, you can start publishing on.
I mean, I needed one because I'm not allowed to do it.
Well, my password could be of service.
I do think that like the internet and like Twitter and GitHub and all the social coding platforms, I talk about CodePen all the time, is really great because you can meet people who are like you, that aren't near you, that have similar interests to you, and like conferences like this are awesome. But I think we're all kind of like, well, I'm just going to speak for myself, I'm an introvert, so like
I couldn't be at conferences like this all the time. It's really nice to do it every once in a while, but then like talk to people online and learn and grow that way as well. Like I was getting dropped off this morning for my taxi, and the taxi driver's like, do you want me to drop you off with all the nerds? And I was like, yes, those are my people. Send me to my flock.
Well, that's something that's like so like important in like doing work that you really like love is kind of like finding your people, like finding your tribe. Like even, I don't know if you guys have like seen Ken Robinson's talk, it's TED Talk. He also has a book called The Element. I'm reading it right now and it's awesome. It's all about like, you know, doing something you're really passionate about and how you like figure that out. And a big part of it too is like finding your tribe and your people. And I think that, you know, like we find people online and just from like Twitter conversations, you know, you can kind of get the sense of somebody and then you like see the pens they put up or like what they're focusing on, you know, on GitHub and things like that. And then you like meet them and you're like, yeah, you are my people, you are my person. And so I think it's like really cool that, you know, at any time at night or in the morning or like across the world, we can be communicating and like, you know, and like connecting. So, yeah,
I do think in part that the in-person interaction is very helpful. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned before, like the meeting all these like major contributors and seeing how humble they are. When I moved to the Bay Area, I went from being completely remote all the time from Boston, just having no idea who these people were, to like seeing them in bars and random like stores and stuff. Like, hey, you're one of the core contributors to Node. Like, I see you're buying socks today.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met you. It was the Zeitgeist, and I was like, whoa, it's James Kahn, guys.
Yeah, it's just those kinds of events. Like, it really does make you feel connected, even when you're far apart on the internet. Mm-hmm. So that's why I tend to agree to, like, I also love to travel, but I do agree with way more events that are outside of the Bay Area than are in the Bay Area. Partly for that reason, partly because I want to go to Singapore.
Thanks for listening. To find more podcasts, videos, and online conferences, check out modern-web.org or find us on Twitter at modernweb_. See you around the internet.
Stare. You're like purple mincanware. You are splendid, bursting bubbly, sparkles, happy.